not now. Podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
We're at season two and even deeper than you imagined.
Yeah, deeper than the Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
Deeper than the deepest book you've ever read about yourself. Chicken noodle soup for the soul, if you will.
Yeah, you know how everything is now a gate? Like based off of Watergate. They say, like, oh, this is Google Gate. This is Amazon Gate. What does that make baby gates?
Diaper gates.
Yeah. Diaper gates now.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Think about a diaper gate.
Yeah. And that's the kind of mumbo jumbo we're going to confuse you with as lawyers. Or the stuff we're going to ask you with wrong numbers.
Either way, you're going to get a helpy or a shelpy. Yeah. And if you're not ready for a shelpy, don't use a sharpie because you'll be...
peeing.
European.
Yeah, your pee is going to be solid. Like Europe.
Iceland. You know what they say? Oh. You pee in subarctic temperatures, you're looking at a frozen dick.
There was something I meant to tell you.
Really?
Yeah. Mom called me today. And
we have a mother?
Yeah, we have a mother.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I was so surprised. She called me and she was like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just driving. And she was like, oh, I didn't mean to call you. I hit the wrong speed dial. You should have masked your voice and, like, pretended with it. I was like, I didn't know you didn't mean to call me. So it really shows that wrong numbers are wrong on both perspectives. I didn't know this was unintentional on your end, so I'm also confused.
I just realized, could wrong numbers also... We only called it wrong numbers.
We did.
It doesn't have to be phone numbers. They could be like, doctor... How much, like, you know where this is going. Oh, how much going adrenaline did you give him? 300 milligrams. I said 30 milligrams or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you just exploded his heart. Whoops. Wrong number.
Wrong number. Hang up. Hang up your life. Hang up your doctorate.
Guess it's back to the milk carton for me.
Guess it's back to basic writing. Oh, there is the decimal. Why do you put, like, do doctors, like, put 30.00? Do they put a decimal in their stuff?
Actually, interesting. They had a lot of problems with that, so they decided to go to a Roman numeral system.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So everything's in X's and I's and V's.
A ramen noodle system.
And L's.
Just put however many ramen noodles on it that you want.
Yeah. Leave the packet out. We're just measuring the noodle.
I prefer mucharin.
Is that what that's called?
Muncharin?
I guess. I don't like that stuff.
You don't? You like top ramen?
Yeah.
Really?
But only the creamy chicken one.
I think you like muncharin.
I don't think I like muncharin.
They're the same ones who do yakisoba.
I don't like yakisoba.
You don't like yakisoba?
No, I like yaki drum. Drunk.
I'm 100% sure. The ones we grew up with were muncharin.
What's the one in the plastic pack?
That's both of them.
Okay, I like the one that says it's ramen, and it's in a light yellow pack, and it says creamy ramen, and that's the only
that's
one I
like. That's
mucharin. Okay. Well, I don't like... What were those things you used to eat that were like red boxes with a top container?
That's yakisoba.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nope, none of that.
Top ramen looks like mucharin, but instead of... have like I think they just like do this to fuck with people. Mucharin will do the solid color to the top of their package.
Oh, that's not half bad. Have you ever had their spicy chili one?
Well, I mean, not... flavoring, but like the packaging.
No,
itself.
I know what you mean. Oh. Like the top ramen brand. I like the soup in a cup.
Soup in a cup. I believe that's also mucharin.
I think that's top ramen.
It might be top ramen. I don't know. Listeners, if you know, this is going to be our first lawyer thing. If we're lawyers,
and if it's a wrong number, this will be our first wrong number thing.
Yeah. Hello, I was looking for some mucharin. This is top ramen.
Okay.
How are our long numbers going to go? How are wrong numbers going to go long?
Long? It could be a long number.
A long number.
Or it could be like, there's like really nobody realizes that they have the wrong number until halfway through the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they just sound a lot alike whoever they're calling.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Or they're just like sadistic and play into this person's thing.
Yeah.
Fantasy or whatever.
All right. Fantasy. So one of us is sadistic. All right. Let's describe the coin we're flipping.
Yeah. So, today we're flipping a very special coin. One side has the number 2 and then the number also 2, but mirrored, because 2 and 5 are like the same shape, pretty much.
2 is like an upside down 5.
Well, you have to mirror the 5, and then it becomes the 2 correctly.
But a mirror would be reverse.
Yeah.
So it would be like a Z.
Because the 5 goes the wrong way.
But it's also upside down. The bar is on the top.
Yeah, no, no. Mirroring horizontally.
You have a vertical flip between a 2 and a 5. I don't get that.
All right. No, you're turning it around. Turn it upside down 180 degrees.
What kind of fun house do you live in?
Not a fun house, Kyle.
A hall of mirrors.
An arcade. And that's what this coin is. So one side.
This coin
about
is an arcade?
No, just forget about what I said. Okay. One side 25. Kyle can't wrap his head around a 5 being a 2. So
I can, but just not accurately.
If you times 2 by 3 and minus 1, you get 5. Everyone knows this.
That's correct.
So one side is 25. Those are numbers. So that'll be wrong number because I was wrong about number 5 being a 2 somehow.
No, you weren't.
I was wrong.
You were right.
Don't take it back. This is our association.
You're right.
You can't disassociate.
Oh,
just get out. Okay, now come back. Are you ready?
I did my time out.
So the other side says fun money, which is obviously an embezzlement scheme. And it says Lewiston Mall, so that is the courthouse.
Lewiston.
And right. It's Crazy Joe's, and Crazy Joe is the defense attorney. So
Lewiston.
Yeah. Twisted Sister. So that's a band from the 80s.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a song from Korn.
No, that's
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister is a band too.
A Twisted Transistor. That's where I went wrong.
Oh, yeah, that is a song by Korn, but I don't... Is that Twisted
Sister? Is it an homage?
I think that's one that goes, no, no, that's my Twizzler sister. Twizzler sister.
Yeah.
He made her out of Twizzlers.
That's right. Your Twizzler transistor. That's where your computer problems are.
So, Crazy Joe's means we're doing the lawyers, and 25 means we got the wrong numbers. Okay. Right. I'm going to flip it. Kyle's going to catch it.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
You're involved. Yeah. Season 2. Get ready. No, arms more loose. Loose. Nimble.
Loose, like Luquid.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we should practice.
Yeah, we're going to lose this fucking coin.
Okay, here we go. And take off.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you scammed me.
Oh, we got Crazy Joe's.
Oh, what that means lawyers.
Lawyers. Take this.
Hey.
See, you could catch it. I knew all along.
Not accurately. Still Crazy Joe's? I got the 25.
Oh, nope. Still Crazy Joe's. All right, do a third.
Oh, flipping.
Tiebreaker. Crazy Joe's. We got it.
Oh.
Fell.
Okay.
Just grab that with
lawyer time. Lawyering up. Got to get me like a... Are we doing like an army of lawyers? Are we doing like... We could do like lawyer meetings.
Oh, yeah. Like lunchroom meetings?
You know what? Do you want to just get into it?
Yeah, let's just
get into it. Yeah, that's the only way we're going to get through it.
I still don't know how we do a courtroom with no judge because there's only 2 of us.
We just argue. I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, one of us could be the judge.
Oh, we could make up a case first. So what the case will be.
All right.
And then we'll go back and forth about it.
Okay. So I guess the easiest one would be the people versus a person.
Yeah. Which people?
The people of Idaho versus. Or is it verse? Versus.
Yeah. Versus Sam Salami.
Versus Sam Salami.
He owned the delicatessen. He was a delicatessen who was serving vegan salami to everybody, and they're outraged.
Yeah, those Idahoans. Idahoans.
I thought they're
Idahoans.
I don't know.
Idahoets.
Idahoets. I think they're just called Ides.
The Ides of Ho.
It's probably wrong, but that's okay.
All right, so the Ides of Ho are upset because they've been eating vegan food all this time and they thought it was actually salami.
Yeah, and they were charged for salami.
All right, you want to take people or Idahoan?
What?
Or Ida...
Sam Ida's Salami.
Of, Ides of Ho.
What?
Which lawyer are you?
Wait, you just said that the people are versing the people.
The people are versing Sam Salami.
Yeah, I want to defend Sam Salami.
Okay, then I am attacking as the people.
Yeah, but you said I was the Idahoan.
Are you the prosecutor or
defendant?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming the lawyer of this person living in Idaho is also Idahoan.
Yeah, I want to be the defense attorney.
Okay, I'll be the prosecutor.
I'll also be the bailiff.
Oh, okay. Then I guess that makes me the judge.
Okay, judge.
Who's the jury?
Oh,
we need 12 other people.
Yep. Here we go. Okay, so I'll be Sal Sylvester.
Okay.
you can be, who you going to be? We'll take one at a time.
Wait, is Sal Sylvester a jury person?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be Clyde Baker.
Clyde Baker. Okay. I'll be Johnny Jippers.
I'll be Kerry Coolidge.
I'll be Corona Extra.
Have you remembered any of these names? Clyde Baker and Kerry Coolidge are mine.
Okay, fuck the jury. I don't remember any of them.
All right, we'll just make them up as we go.
Johnny Jippers. There was one.
Johnny Jippers. Was it Johnny?
Yeah.
Are you 100% sure?
Nope.
Great defense attorney skills. I believed you. Okay.
Okay, defense attorney. You're the attack attorney. Prosecutor.
I'm the prosecutor. All right.
I'm attack attorney.
So should I open where I'm prosecuting?
Yeah.
All right. Sam Salami has deceived you. He thinks that he is above the law. He thinks that you enjoy salami that is not salami.
I like that stricken from the record. It is still salami. It is still aged right. And cured as salami.
Jury, please make a note that this should be stricken from the record. It is still salami, technically.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, I continue to note that I do not approve of this in the traditional sense of salami, and I think there should be some sort of disclaimer, such as an instance where you have iced tea. You have iced tea, which everybody conceives as a sweetened iced tea beverage. But if you have it unsweetened, it is classified as unsweetened iced tea.
That is also incorrect.
That is correct. Okay. If you go anywhere and ask for iced tea, it is sweetened. If you ask for unsweetened iced tea, they will give you the unsweetened version, thus adhering to the social norm.
Is this what we've come to?
This is a debate I've had inside a long time. Don't argue with me.
What does this have to do with salami? He's talking about beverages.
I am talking about classifying what you are selling as a social acceptable.
Ladies and gentlemen, term. I'm talking about justice.
Justice for Sam.
Yeah, that's my point. Why are you taking my... Get out of my head. Oh, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to direct your attention to the sign outside of...
We can't go outside. There's no time for a field trip.
No.
Do you have a photo of the sign?
Turn your
exhibit
attention.
A.
The sign is here. I brought it. It's exhibit A. You had your opportunity to examine it. Well, you would just let me finish. Your Honor, I would like this man recused from this courtroom.
Recused is not a word.
Damn it. I want him ejected. Do you have a button? Can I press it? Can we break for a brief moment?
I don't have
I'm
a
thirsty.
Button. I have a gaggle. A gavel, not a gaggle. That's a crow horde. What? A gaggle of crows. It's a term.
It's a gaggle of geese.
No, it's a gaggle of
crows. It's a murder crows. Of crows.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
A gaggle of geese.
Your Honor! Your Honor! May I point to this?
I'm easily distracted. Hang on. I don't have a button except for on my robes. You cannot have that button. Please mind your manners in my courtroom.
Okay. If I could please have the attention of the jury, the court, the bailiff. You got it. Thank you, bailiff.
Are you still asking me for that?
No. Hold on. I would like to direct everyone to see the sign outside of Sam Salami Shop B. Has one of those E's. But anyways, it says, made with 100% organic and non-harvested animal product. It's in fine lettering, but it's there. Everybody had the opportunity to read it. Nobody did.
Let me point this out as the attack attorney that made with 100% organic non-animal product.
Harvested. Okay,
non-harvested animal product. The made with 100% non-harvested is only 2 inches. The rest of the sign is 6 feet.
Yeah.
So you have Sam Salami, animal product, in very large lettering. The other portion of the sign. This sign is 6 feet.
May I cite to you, sir, the case of advertised commercial endings versus the people, 1971. If you recall in that case, it was proven that the amount of ability for people to understand what they're viewing is only limited to them personally. And as long as it is there for them to view, it is deemed as legal advertisement.
Fair Truth. Enough. Let me turn your attention to Exhibit B. A piece of Sam Salami Salami.
Sam, you didn't tell me about this.
It's okay. I swear by my salami. By all that is salami, my soul rests on this case.
Yeah, well, this case might be brief, and I got a briefcase.
Well, I should have debriefed you on my salami. I'm sorry.
What the hell's wrong with that salami, Sam? Okay, anyway, sorry about that side note with my defendant.
That's fine. Interruptions are usual. So.
Did I ever tell you about that flock of crows I saw?
It's a murder. We've been over this.
Damn. Snap. If that didn't register. Snap. Snap, 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 snap. Not a loud snapper, but I snapped.
Onto the salami.
Have you ever seen a snapping turtle, Your Honor?
Quit trying to evade.
I'm not evading. I'm not evading. I'm just parading.
Objection. Yes. He's distracting the jury. I think we deserve a short recess. Oh, I'm also the judge. Okay.
Mike, okay. Do you want the bailiff to jump in?
We don't exactly have time for a recess. Can you just move along to the salami? Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. So Exhibit B, the salami which Sam Salami has been selling, is actually just a piece of wood. He's been cutting it up into pieces, selling it to people as non-harvested, 100% organic, non-animal product. And this is not edible. And he has been advertising that it is food.
I'm sorry. May I interject, Your Honor?
You may proceed.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name, Mr. Prosecutor. What was your name?
My name is 100% Natural Idahoan.
Is that your actual name?
No, it's just a description of my name.
Oh, sorry. Could I have your real name?
It is James Dean Esquire.
James Dean Esquire. May I point out that on your business card, it says Bob Hope's Lovechild. Is that your name? You are a liar.
That is a
you
slogan.
You are falsely advertising yourself in this court. I wish to have this man excused from the courtroom.
Your Honor, I was conceived as Bob Hope was playing in the background.
And that's false advertisement.
No, I was a love child.
You are selling the product, these people a bill of goods.
That is on a business card. That is for business use only.
Yeah, and this is a sign advertising that he sells organic, non-harvested
it's chopped meat up wood. Product.
Yeah, that's fine. You bought it. You ate it. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry. Excuse my language.
How much is this just turning into arguing?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. This
all right. Both made our points.
Yeah.
Let's have the jury concede.
It just turned. Oh, wait. We're still going. Okay.
All right.
So bailiff. I'm a bailiff.
All right. Bailiff, please escort the jury into their chambers. I think they've heard enough of this.
All right. Yeah. I'm buddy out. You heard him. Get out! Get out of here! All done, sir.
Thank you, bailiff. And I expect this will be a fairly short trial. So, the jury is convening. Wow, they're back already. All right. Speaker or chairperson of the jury?
Yes.
Have you reached a decision?
We have. So, we have decided that both the prosecutor and the defense attorney are incapable of being any sort of lawyers. I have no idea why they're appointed by the state. But we as Idahoans believe, as a long-held tradition, that the decision should come down to a coin flip.
I believe that as well. Okay. On the condition that this coin flip will decide Sam Salami's fate, I also provide that both of these lawyers should have their licenses revoked.
You have an agreement from the jury as well.
All right. Great. That's fantastic.
So,
what the hell are you guys talking about? I'm a great lawyer.
Listen, Bob Hope's love child. I get it.
You're fine with this?
Yeah, because Sam Salami's got a job opening for me. Cutting up wood. If he doesn't get fired or closed down.
All right. I guess I can figure something out with my life.
Yeah, you can come work for us.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, you can be the smoker. You smoke all the salami.
Oh, yes. All right, that sounds good.
All right, anyways, you incompetent people, we have decided that the bump on the ridge stands for a stump, which is the wood that Sam Salami's been using, and the divot stands for, you know, kind of the lack of competence by these two lawyers. So one side is Sam Salami and the other side is just a shit show.
Oh,
and Sam Salami has it.
Sam won
the case.
Well, I guess wood is salami after all.
Yep.
This sets precedence and it's usable by any other court of law. All right. Thus ends the case of the people versus Sam Salami.
No, we never did the all rise.
Oh, I never pounded anything.
Oh, shit. You didn't use your gavel
privilege. I lost my ability.
Hold on, readjourn.
Court adjourned. I did it.
Oh, you did it.
Atticus got excited by that.
Atticus Decimus Meridius. That was a great movie.
It was.
Preserve identities.
Preserve our identities.
Our dog identities. I mean, animalities.
Yeah. I mean, Atticus, my abacus. I was counting.
So what could we could just be like two lawyers conferring over a case.
Oh, okay.
In a firm.
Oh, yeah.
Or we could be a customer-lawyer relationship.
Oh, I think that's another potential topic I have.
Well, fuck it then. We won't do that one. We could be a lawyer commercial.
Oh, yeah. Ben Bitten.
We could do that again. That was kind of horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't horrible.
It just turned into arguing. I'm not sure what lawyers do.
Well, I think we just kept trying to up the amount of lies. Yeah. And we're like, well, you're lying about this.
Yeah, I kept creating things about that you were lying about.
Yeah, why would you say that salami is wood? This was about a vegan option. This had nothing to do with wood.
I didn't want to lose.
I know. And you brought it to it. So then I had to bring up Bob Hope's love child.
You flipped me off when I said the sign was small, which is accurate. That happens times.
Yeah, but it's also not illegal.
Yeah, I know it's not illegal, but it was a point that I was making, that you were being deceptive intentionally.
I didn't want to have to think of more lawyer speak.
Yeah, you flipped me off, and then you said something about me being Bob Hope's own child. And then I was like, fuck you. Your salami is wood. And that's how that turned out.
Man, talking about us, all this wood is giving me a salami.
Man, I've never been so pastrami for an Idaho.
You know what goes great together?
Lawyers and lawyers?
No, salami and potatoes.
Oh. Do they?
No.
Maybe they do. Slice them really thin, like a chip.
Maybe if you make a gnocchi out of the potato. All right,
get a bag of Lay's, dump it out on the table, throw salami on it, eat it, tell us if it tastes good.
Maybe run it through a wood chipper.
There you go. Chip your salami at your chips and potatoes.
Yeah.
All right, grind everything into a fine mesh powder.
Mesh powder?
Mushy powder.
Make a mesh out of your powder. Well, it'd take forever.
I was thinking that salami probably doesn't powder very well.
Oh, like a goop.
Yeah. You probably get some sort of...
You have to dry it. Anyways, dehydrated. We're getting off topic.
We're getting very lawyerly.
So, which one do you want to do?
Do you want to confer over a client?
Sure.
All right, somebody who's extremely guilty, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, who do you want him to be, your client, and I'll be the conferent?
Or a consultant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the assaulter.
Okay. You'll be the construct. I'll be the obstruct. And we'll both be awestruck by this performance that we're about to give. Okay. So my client, Benny Chesney, is guilty of... well, a lot of things, really. It's kind of a laundry list. You know those guys?
Yeah.
He's got money laundering, racketeering.
Okay, hold right there. If you don't say it, it's not true.
But he's guilty.
He's not. He's innocent until proven guilty, and it's your job.
I'm just trying to take full acknowledgement here. I thought we were confidential about this. Is this open? Are you going to report me?
I'm not going to report anything. I'm telling you, this is all
mind. It's not a crime to defend a guilty person. I don't know why you're trying to...
Because you want to win. You got to be a winner, Johnny. Benny Jumps.
Benny Chesney is my client.
Yeah. What did I call you? What's your name?
You called me Benny Chumps.
Chumps. No, Jumps. Like up my in the air.
My name is Rodney Clumps.
Oh, Rodney Clumps. Sorry, Rodney. So, Rodney, what I was trying to explain to you is that lawyering is 90% will, 10% fame, 100% reason to remember the game.
The firm name.
Yeah. Remember the name. Remember the game. Remember who's to blame. Then next, you want to remember the flame so you can burn your dame.
All right. I think I get
Just remember this mnemonic device. Wait, mnemonic
So I blame Benny for all of this.
Yes. It's all his fault, not yours.
Okay. Wait. It's not my fault. I didn't do any of this. I'm a lawyer.
I'm saying if you lose, it's not your fault.
Oh.
He's the one who killed some. What did he do?
It's a laundry list of things.
He did a laundry list, and that's bad.
Wait. Who makes a list for their laundry?
Yeah, that's a good point. Man, this guy should really go to jail. Why are you defending him?
Well, he's paying me handsomely.
The firm, you mean? Is he paying you under the table? Maybe you did do something wrong.
I own the firm. I am firm.
I work for you?
No, you're a consultant. I hired you.
Oh, whoops.
I'm a very bad firm. So
I do work for you.
I am the only person in my firm.
Oh, it's a pretty soft firm.
It's more of a practice, I guess.
Is it private?
It's my private practice. Yes.
That was a show.
It's my private practice?
No.
Was it like...
Just private practice.
Was it like Tabitha Takeover, where they came in and reevaluated your practice and... told you what you were doing wrong?
Yeah,
this is kind of what I'm like hiring that. You for.
Oh, shit. Okay, so wait.
You're my Tabitha.
Am I here to, well, first Robert things, Irvine. What was your name, Harold?
My name was Rodney Clumps.
Rodney Clumps. Sorry, Rodney. I keep forgetting. Sorry.
We're representing Benny Chesney. You're getting off track.
Okay, anyways.
A laundry list of first things, thing we gotta which do. Included money laundering and racketeering. Stay focused. I don't even know your name. What is your name, sir?
I can't keep track of that. Don't worry. So you're the one who hired me. You must have a business card somewhere. So the first thing we got to do to rejuvenate,
I found it right here.
Rejuvenate your firm is we got to knock out some of these walls. You know, you have a lot of walls really clouding your space.
Look,
we got to open this place up.
I
make it open.
I need to focus on this case right now. I don't have money to throw it.
Where's the case?
Show me the case. My briefcase.
Okay.
It's about...
That's pretty nice.
Do you think it'll do the job? Is this standard?
I think so. I mean, if it was a really nice briefcase, it would organize your files
will
for you.
Will it hold my briefs?
Your briefs will fit in there probably. Okay. I mean, I guess, just by looking at you.
How in depth are we getting here? Do you need a measuring tape?
I need to remember your name.
My name... is Rodney Clumps.
Rodney.
Your name is you're too busy for this. We are representing Benny Chesney. He has a laundry list of accusations, which include money laundering and racketeering.
I remember Benny Chesney. You can stop saying Benny Chesney. It's just Rodney. Something about Rodney. I don't know why.
Rodney Clumps.
Rodney Clumps. Rodney Clumps of hair. Rodney Clumps a lot. Rodney Clumps foot. Okay. Gotcha.
All right, Stephen Turtlestein.
Yep, that must be my name. I can't remember, but it's got to be Stephen Turtlestein.
I found a business card. It must be you.
Oh, did it have the little picture of the racing turtle against the hare?
And a Stein glass? Yes.
What? That's not my business card. I had a turtle racing against the hare. Oh, wait, he was in the Stein glass.
Yeah, both of them.
The hare was on the back because he's winning. That's right.
Yeah, just a human hare.
Yep, one human hare. Okay.
That's your hair, right? That's your like thumbprint on it?
No, it's just ink.
Oh.
But thanks for thinking I'm sophisticated, Rodney.
You
got it that time. Rodney Clumps.
You got
Rodney
it, Steve.
Clumps of turtle soup.
Your name is Turtlestein. My name is Clumps.
Oh, man. This is so hard to keep track of. Show me this laundry list.
You are a terrible consultant.
Well, if you didn't have so much confusing information, I'd be able to keep track of everything.
It was just my name, my client's name, and what he was guilty of. I don't see what's so confusing.
Listen, when I am in a courtroom, I am like laser focus, okay?
All right.
And sometimes I'm like moonbeams.
All right.
And I can't keep track of
I got
sun
idea.
Rays.
Let's get some... Let's get 100 pack of double wide popsicle sticks.
Oh, thank God.
We'll put googly eyes and hair on them to make them look like a jury and like a judge.
We're going to make a mock deposition.
Trial. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yep.
We could depose ourselves.
So really, like...
He's guilty, is what you said.
Well, I mean, he's guilty, and I'm trying to get him off the hook for it. Is there any, like...
What's the sentence? What are you looking at term-wise? Like,
term-wise, it's about...
50 years, life...
Well, for the money laundering, it's about 10 to 15. 10 to 15.
Okay.
And then for the racketeering, that's going to be about anywhere from 8 to 25.
8 to 25. Okay. So.
So a minimum.
That's it? You said a laundry list. Thought there was more.
For a minimum, we're looking at 18 years of his life gone.
Where's this laundry list?
Well, there's other stuff, but I'm assuming they don't care about that.
He
ran a couple stop signs. He's got unpaid parking tickets.
Oh.
He spit on the sidewalk. He chew up some gum and stuck it on the traffic camera light. Nobody knows how he got up there, but he's kind of a legend for it.
This Benny Chesney sounds like a bad apple. Yeah. I think you just gotta.
Well,
what's your?
He's a celebrity a bit. He's famous in his village for.
You're losing me again. Sorry.
For sweeping chimneys.
Okay, listen. This is what I would do. First, you get Benny into a room and you tell him that he is going down hard. Okay. Like, right. He's dropping like an anvil.
So we're
going
to get him to agree to a plea bargain.
Whatever. You're going to get him to give you...
Hey, do you have a law group?
Yes. Listen, I work wonders in the courtroom. You invite me here to the shump of a shack of a firm, and I'm here trying to help you out. Okay? I'm telling you.
It's a practice, for one.
What are you practicing? The walls? There's holes everywhere. You're doing your jiu-jitsu in here? What the fuck? Anyways, you get him down in the room and you tell him you need your payment up front, okay? You need him to write you a check, not post-dated, and you got to go in and cash that baby. Next thing you do, you tell him to go to the courtroom and plea, like, semi-guilty, and you're going to, like, haggle for the rest of the sentence.
Okay, yeah, I can
don't show up.
I can probably
you go to Aruba. You start a new practice. You invest that money with some people. I know some good people, but I'm not giving you the name, and you got to find your own
people.
Will
you give me their name after I come up with the money?
You can give them my name, okay? And if you
Steven
get caught...
Steven Turtlestein.
Yeah, if you get caught in the hole with Steven Turtlestein, I'll fish you out. But you better pay me up front, because I'm definitely not going to
run
away.
Are you
going to
be in Aruba when I pay you up front?
Damn it! I shouldn't have told you my plan. This is why I don't consult anymore.
I already paid you. Why did you even come to the consulting thing?
No, this is after you already get in trouble.
Oh, so this is only if I'm in trouble.
What was your name again?
My name is Rodney Clumps.
Rodney Clumps. Rodney Clumps of Turtle Soup. That's right. I remember now.
You're Turtlestein.
I'm Henry Turtlestein.
Steven
Henry. And you are Turtle Soup.
I'm screwed. Goodbye, life. Goodbye, career.
Okay, see you later.
This is the end of Rodney.
I legit did not remember your name the first five times. It wasn't until the end when I was like, I should bring that back around. That was funny.
You're throwing too many things at me. I'm just giving you my name. My client's name.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I'm having a brain block today. Must be because it's 2 a.m.
You took all those brain blockers.
Oh, that was the problem.
Yeah. Don't want to take too many of those.
By the way, Mom said I should try and get some of that DMT off you.
Oh, yeah. I got that for you. It's in the closet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I got my claws into it.
By the way, DMT is a very illegal drug.
It's full in my closet. I have the full supply.
No, it's something else. It's a vitamin.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Vitamin for your cravings of crack.
Yep.
Just
gotta take one and then I'm even.
Like a jackhammer. Just crave cracks. Make them all day long. Can't help it.
Yep. I see a nice, as I'm walking on the sidewalk, I like to run my finger along it. Any crack I find, trace it out. Yep. That way I know not to step there.
It's about crack.
Anytime I see someone bent over, I just rub my finger. I'm like, you got something showing.
You got.
What is this in your body?
Don't step on that.
Oh, that's a thing that might be interesting.
What?
Personal
space.
Yeah, no. When the Xbox was releasing its Kinect system originally, it was codenamed secretly as Project Natal. And I learned in a class I was taking at the time that your Natal is also defined as the cleft between your butt cheeks.
Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
Yeah.
That was Rear End 101.
Yeah, Rear End 101, and Xbox codenamed their Kinect project Project Butt Crack.
And everybody got really excited.
Yeah, I was excited for the butt crack. I don't know if it was intentional. It's like there was like other
having a private laugh.
Like we had a science contest or something in my school, and some team got away with being named the Jackhammer, and everybody was like,
"It's a sex move."
I don't know why I'm in a class with old people. Yeah, I guess so. That's what they said. That's why they got away with it.
I feel like you could do that with a lot of things.
Yeah.
You could be like,
try this bologna. Sounds like booger.
Anya. Bologna.
Oh, Anya Lonya.
Could you loan me a booger?
I'm not qualified for that. Oh, there's other types of lawyers. Do we have time? We don't have time.
I don't even know what time it is.
We're at 35 minutes. So, I mean...
Oh, shit.
We could
What was your name again? No, sorry. I was Rodney.
We could
Rodney
do...
Rodney Clumps.
I mean, do you think we could get away with another quick lawyer thing?
Yeah, like we could do an advertisement.
Well, we could... I was thinking there... Oh, yeah, we could do an advertisement, too.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking maybe we had time to do... a specialty lawyer, like they have real estate lawyers. Not like necessarily criminal
they
cases.
Do? I thought those were bankers.
Oh, they're realtors. Well, they have lawyers who practice specifically in real estate or other things. I don't know.
Assault Fucking victims.
Divorce lawyers. Like you got you got all kinds of lawyers out there. Not all of them involve murder and crime.
The first one was about a salami guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, fair enough. Let's just move on to our advertising.
They murdered those trees.
So, season two.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Season two, we actually got some sponsors.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And this one just happened to, you know, work out perfectly.
And that's actually why we decided to do the episode that we did today. Yeah. So, today we're sponsored by H&H Walters, helping homeowners win court cases.
Yeah.
And...
It's so ironic that they got our number because they were actually trying to call one of their clients.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what spawned the idea for the episode.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, how great would it be if we left doing the episode to lawyers up to chance?
Yeah.
And so we did.
With right into the last minute. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's great because we actually get a sponsorship bonus.
Yeah.
If we did a lawyers episode. So.
Yeah. If we did a wrong number episode, we would have just not got anything.
Yeah. And I think this.
Oh, God. What are you doing? H&H Walters.
I want a high five.
Oh.
Ha! More money.
Money, money, money. H&H Walters?
Yeah. H&H Walters. They're just a couple of guys. You know, they walk around.
Harold and Hank Walters. Real nice guys. I don't know if I can hear you. Do you want to say anything into that mic? Oh, yeah, your mic's on.
Yeah, I said things.
Oh, okay.
Just now I did.
Oh, all right. So H&H, Harold and Hank Walters.
Yeah, they're just mellow guys. They hang out, you know, if you come in there, they'll invite you to a plate of nachos.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke a jib.
Yeah, and they're usually found, you know, at the local sports bar.
Yeah.
I got to sneeze. Sorry. H&H.
Man, I don't know if that's happened on a podcast before.
No, first time.
That's such a rare occurrence.
Season two. Rare occurrence.
Season
two. Coming out.
Seasonal allergies.
Coming right to you.
Yeah, but so you find Hank and Harold inside a local sports bar. They'll probably ask you what kind of property you own and if you're in any sort of legal trouble. They're nice guys, but they're looking for work.
Yeah,
you know?
And if there's an issue with, like, you know, a zoning law or something, maybe they'll try and flip it into a sports bar, and they'll hang out at that one.
Say your tree had baby trees, and it's laying on your neighbor's property, and you're like, that's my baby tree, I want it back. And they don't want to give it up because they like the look of it. They're like, this will grow into a nice big trunk for me.
And you're like, to hell with your trunk, you stole my nut.
Yeah.
And I'm not nutting on your lawn for free, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, so Harold and Hank will represent you in that. They're a wonderful local group, and if you're around us locally, we live in Tucson, Arizona.
It's hot there.
Yeah, it's hot there. Not many trees in the desert, but if you find them...
Tucson in the desert? We're from here. We should know. I've never been outside.
I thought all of Arizona was like a desert.
No, it's very lush.
And very lush in places?
Yeah, there's actually a miniature rainforest.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually... It's an effect of the mountains, like the leeward side and the
leeward
side.
Yeah.
So what happens is there's carryover from the smog of Mexico, and it creates the smog bugs.
Is this
bugs.
Real?
No, it's not real.
Okay.
Smog bugs.
Well, I didn't realize until you said that.
Smog bugs.
Smog bugs. But I expected the mountain portion was correct.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, the Sierra Nevada mountains. Sierra Mist.
Rockies.
The Sierra Mist is spread all over. They love soda down there.
They water their desert with Sierra Mist. Nothing grows there, and they're surprised.
And that's how you got Idiocracy. That was how that movie was made, because they tried to water their crops with soda. Yeah. That's all.
So Harold and Hank will watch that movie with you in the sports bar.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, your house is free.
Yeah, free house out of it. Yeah, and also magnets. They have magnets.
Yep, but don't mistake them for business cards. Inside joke. There you go, Dad.